Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX. Thailand has become a hub of tourism in Southeast Asia. Tyson Verse has been traveling there for more than 20 years as a tour arranger and guide. In this encore presentation of Going Places, we listen back as Tyson tries to convince 88.5's Ed Ronco to visit Bangkok and beyond. It's not a tough sell.
Tyson, think back to your first time in Thailand and tell me about your first impression.
Ooh, hot, steamy, the smell of curry in the streets. And the friendliness, the smiles of the people, and the gentleness with which people operate and treat you.
Here in Seattle, we're used to the water falling from the sky, and in Thailand, it seems like it kind of comes up at you from the street.
It does. There's nothing like a nice evening stroll with a little mix of curry-scented air with exhaust from the tuk-tuk three-wheel taxis floating by.
So,
it's magic.
So if I'm going to Thailand, what do I do in Thailand? Where would you recommend I start and branch out from?
Well, what I like to do personally, there's a couple ways to go. You go with an organized program and everything is set for you. You like to do things yourself. My recommendation, fly to Bangkok, get off the plane. From there, you can literally get into a taxi or go downstairs two levels and get on a bus and go directly to the beach. It's the best way to beat jet lag. In 90 minutes, you could be at the beach having a cold, frosty drink with your toes in the sand, pad thai to order being cooked up in a wok under a coconut tree. And is there a better way to beat jet lag? The first time I went, you land, it's late at night, you go to the hotel, you get a rotten night of sleep, yeah. You wake up in the morning, hit breakfast, and you're drug around the Grand Palace for the day. These things come later when you're rested and are ready to absorb the culture and the information. Go to the beach.
All right, so I've gotten off the plane, I've gone to the beach, I've had my frosty drink, but I would imagine, Tyson, that there's more to Thailand than Bangkok and the beach.
Well, there certainly is. I like to go straight north. It's a little bit cooler. You jump on the airplane, and in 1 hour from Bangkok up to Chiang Mai, the capital of the north, you'll have much more greenery, a little bit cooler, more temperate climate. You'll have jungles. You'll have elephant camps you can visit. One of my favorites is the indigenous people there. Most of them are hill tribe people that have moved in from neighboring countries and are more or less refugees status, some of them. My favorite people are the Geren people, spelled Karen, K-E-R-E-N. They're from Myanmar, from Burma. Don't get along well with their government, so they are in Thailand, but they are some of the sweetest, most gentle people I have ever met. And just a visit with these people, maybe a cooking class up in the north. Oh, we used to go for $25, get picked up in the morning, go to the market, see all the fresh ingredients, learn how to make four dishes, and then eat them all and go home with a cookbook.
You are making an incredibly compelling case here. Is it easy to travel in Thailand?
It's very easy to travel around Thailand. There's a much higher level of English spoken in Thailand than its surrounding countries. So even those maybe for a first-time visit to Asia, it's a great place to start. As I mentioned, arriving in Suvarnabhumi Airport is very, very easy to navigate.
This is in Bangkok.
Bangkok, yeah. Airport, yeah, the primary airport. You can get the SkyTrain right into the heart of Bangkok. Taxis, buses to any and all points that you care to. Everything you could possibly need is in the airport and affordable.
When do I go?
Best time of year right now. November through February is considered high season. That's because it's the driest time of year and it's the coolest. So for most people, it's the most pleasant time of year.
Well, I think I know where I'm going next.
We're ready for you, Ed. Let's go.
All right. Tyson Verse, thank you very much.
Hope to see you in Thailand.
You can hear more and read more about Thailand on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.